And welcome to the Barstool Fantasy Hour this week. And I don't know if you can tell, we got new digs moving up in the world.
Let's go.
With the exception of Nate. Oh. We're devolving. Mm-hmm. But in a technology aspect, first time in the brand new studio. It only took us about, 3 years and 12 weeks for this to happen. We're finally on iTunes, and by that I mean we've been on iTunes the entire time. We just didn't even fucking realize it. So we're there. Things are moving up in the world. I'm joined, as always, with @BalesFootball from Fantasy Labs and Barstool Nate, who is going to give us his picks this week, which hopefully go past Kirk Cousins' dick slapping.
Not much.
Exactly. But big news from week 12. I don't know if you listened last week, but I think we did pretty well. Quincy Iguodala, where the fuck his name is, finally contributed. That was Bales' special pick. Congrats. Little golf clap there. Other picks that we rided on, we talked about Drew Brees a little bit, Delanie Walker. We had some scratch stuff not go as well. Melvin Gordon, not sure what happened, how he didn't get in the end zone for the first time all fucking year. Only had like 9 points. David Johnson did well. I would say Derek Carr had a little fingering thing going on. Didn't scratch out as much. But Bales, want to explain what happened to you?
On the back of Quincy, I qualified for the DK Championship. So that was a big score, and that will be in New York in a couple weeks. And it's $2 million to first. And
wow.
It's their big one. So
yeah, if you want to qualify, I mean, you can't just buy into it. But if you were to buy into this, because there's a 180 max, 200 max.
Yeah,
you have to qualify into it. If you wanted to buy into it, it's $60,000.
Yeah, that's the equity of the seat. So it's basically like it's kind of like winning 60K. It's kind of not. I'll like swap and do different things and maybe sell part of it, but probably won't.
But you're this much of a degenerate to where you take the qualification for $2 million anyway. You wouldn't just take 60K and put it in the bank.
Oh no. Yeah, that's part of it. The min cash is 15K, which is pretty high in something like this. It's not like you get nothing. Like, so I'm not gonna sell any of it. I'll swap because I have some friends in it who are good players and stuff. But
I won't
swap too much. I'll mostly ride. Like, if I win the $2 million, like I'll have at least, I don't know, I'll certainly have over half of myself in the tournament.
Well, what happens when I enter this weekend? Qualifying.
Well, I probably won't swap with you.
I will enter and I will play fucking Justin Hunter as my only receiver out of spite.
I love that. Except Quincy is the new Justin Hunter.
He is the new Justin Hunter. Justin Hunter did score again, by the way. We weren't even getting blown up about it. It's becoming such a regularity.
As a amateur who's getting more into daily fantasy as we go, how do you qualify for the championship? What's that mean?
There's
the satellite. Same thing as poker.
It's the same thing as a satellite. There's different championships, and some are like really hard to qualify for. Some are like semi hard. They're all hard because obviously there's like pretty big seat values and stuff. And then they have queues that are like anywhere from like $3 to they're running like a 10K buy-in this week. So it's basically the exact same model as poker.
So when you do cash straight homie some money and straight cash homie whatever you get from this thing, are you going to once again back myself and Nate if we ever play poker against Prez, which was supposed to happen?
I don't need to win this, like I
okay,
so I guess we can say Nate obviously had the blogs and he was setting something up with Prez.
I mean, that's if I'm invited to play with you guys. I know that wasn't my thing. I know I don't know anything about poker.
I don't really want to like back you guys going against one another.
Right.
I
mean, we'd have to play him heads up individually.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to back two people playing against one person. He's like, that's not what he's here to do.
Well, who would you rather back, me or Nate? Because we obviously know he's the better poker player.
I honestly don't know how good of poker players you are.
That's
all
horseshit.
I know was Nate said that Yeah, or Nate was playing poker for a while, and Prez, I think, hasn't played poker.
Wait a second. I played fucking professionally. I've won and lost more money playing poker.
I would also back you against Prez.
Right. It's not a slight against you. It's that me and him had the whole thing going on. So to refresh it, Dave challenged me. Bales reached out to me and said, if this ever happens, I'll be glad to back you against Dave because he knows that Dave's just going to be terrible. And so it's not a slight against you.
I just want you to say what you said before we went on air.
Yeah, you asked if, or what? How did it come up?
Just say what you said.
I think you might be the better player.
No, you said I am the better player.
No, I said you might be. There's definitely a possibility. I just have no way of knowing.
I'm the better player, and we can decide this anyway.
You're taking this as a slight against you when it's just that me and Dave had this whole back and forth, so he reached out to me and said, if you ever play, I'll back you. He will back you as well.
We're not getting into this right now, but I will play whether I'm backed or not, and I will win. So that's just the way it is. But on to Week 13 fantasy football action. Bales. Oh, no, let's go Nate first. Nate, number one player overall this week in fantasy. And don't say Jordan Reed's dick, because I know it's already halfway up your ass.
Why would... No, he's like hurt. He might not even play. So, Reed...
Is that what he's telling you?
Jordan Reed?
Yeah.
I mean, he played with like a torn shoulder and still made one-handed touchdown grabs. Number one player out of everybody this week... Why don't you start, and I'll let you know.
This is what I asked you to do when I asked you on the fucking thing. It's just prepare a little bit, and then fly by the seat of your pants. Just fucking say a player. It doesn't matter. It's not going to be right anyway.
All right, I love Derek Carr at home against Buffalo.
Okay, there you go.
I love him. He's only 6,500. Nice little value play, a little bit.
Cute.
Cousins is...
He might have to cut his finger off. Don't even get into Kirk Cousins. He's at Arizona. That doesn't matter. Bales, who's your number one player?
Le'Veon. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I say like one of three guys every week.
Yeah, but I mean that's
Le'Veon's the top guy. Le'Veon's the top guy.
I thought we were going for value though. Who's your top value guy?
No. Top guy who you think is going to score the most overall?
I didn't know that we're doing that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for ever listening to the show.
That's on me.
Yeah, everything's on you. And thank you, Bales, for not just for the first time in weeks, not just saying the highest price guy out there.
He's 300 from the highest, I think.
Otherwise, like Drew Brees is a great pick, obviously.
I'm well aware of that. My number one guy this week, I think Melvin Gordon makes a big comeback. Tampa Bay traveling across country against a big – I just got picked up a big win against Seattle. They're moving into San Diego. They don't have a bad defense, but I think Melvin Gordon, this is one of his three touchdown weeks that just explodes out of nowhere.
I'd like to add Julio Jones against the 32nd ranked pass defense at home could be huge.
I like both of those. Smitty, would you give me Le'Veon -2 against Gordon?
What was the bet we made last week?
You won. You won that.
I won. All right, so what do you owe me? You owe me like dinners and shit, right? Was that the bet?
Yeah. I think you said at Wendy's, but yeah.
No, I said if I want, or if you want, I'll take you to Wendy's. I expect big slinging Fancy Labs money, Mark Cuban donating me a steak.
Well, you're gonna be at the DraftKings Championship if I win.
I can't imagine what kind of high rolling coke den that is at the Fancy Labs or the DraftKings Championship. Okay, maybe it's not that extreme. Because they are a sponsor, but I imagine that as a Belfont party times a million with all you 20-something-year-old degenerates all of a sudden coming in with a lot of cash.
It's not, I mean...
Was that his name, Jordan Belfont?
I mean, Belfort.
Belfort, okay.
Yeah, there's some gamblers, I guess,
There are gamblers and there are hookers, and basically everything's going to be there.
They're just more interested in making bets with each other than even doing like that wild shit that you're talking about.
That's what I mean. It's going to be like Daniel Negreanu times a million.
It's going to be prop bets everywhere. Yeah, but the hookers bets and coke might not be at the premium there.
Well, maybe they will be the side bets.
In some of the championships, there's been side bets that are like more than the prize pools.
Right.
There's huge side bets that, like, there's some really good action that you can get on if you want.
I love the action. I'll bet you rock, paper, scissors again. Right on the big, you're on the big screen. I just fuck you up every time.
You wouldn't want to do that.
Okay, well, quarterbacks, week 13. Who's your play for greatness?
I think the game for cash, like if you're just putting together the best lineup, is Detroit, New Orleans,
right?
That's just the obvious game. You're not worried about ownership. So it's one of those two quarterbacks. I like Breeze at $600 more at home. He's just like so automatic. Stafford can sometimes be awful. Sometimes he's great. I wouldn't fault anyone for using Stafford in cash, but I think it's one of those two.
Nathan?
If we're talking about pure points, of course, Breeze has to be the pick. If we're talking about just trying to get great value, this might be a very weird pick, but Flacco at home for $5,300, I really love against Miami.
I don't hate that. I was actually looking at that earlier. My guy is going to be Colin Kaepernick again this week. Mm. He scored a plus 30 points the last two, three times he's been out there. I mean, the guy's rushing his balls off and adding two touchdowns a game in the air. I mean, he's a cash cow. He's going to score you the points that you need.
Yeah, I think Kaepernick, I think a lot of people are going to be on Kaepernick. Not too many. It's not like you can't play him or anything. I think that that's fine.
Russell Wilson for $200 more at home against Carolina is very pretty as well.
Yeah, that's the tournament play that I like more. I like that more than Flacco. One problem with Flacco is it's like he can go off occasionally, but you don't really know you can't really pair him with anybody.
Right.
Yeah, Dennis Pitta doesn't even have a fucking touchdown this year. I don't get any of their receivers. Even Steve Smith is exploding. Or Kamari Aikens falling off the face of the earth. And Flacco, I think he's had one big statistical game in the past 20 years, and that was his four touchdown first half performance last year. Ended up with like six touchdowns.
I think
touchdowns.
He had like five.
He ended up with like six touchdowns just completely out of nowhere while he was owned less than 1% in everywhere. And since then, I can't remember him throwing for three touchdowns.
Yeah. And Nate mentioned Derek Carr. I like Derek Carr in tournaments quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right, on to running backs. Bales, you said Bell. Nate, you got any good shit coming our way?
LeGarrette Blount in New England, if Brady's out, Gronk out, a lot of injuries up there, if they decide to start pounding the rock, he's not getting all the carries. He's had 30 carries in the last two games, but he's averaging over six per carry. And if he can get the red zone touches, then he can go off against a bad, not terrible, but bad Rams defense.
Yeah, but you're also forgetting about little guys, James White and Deion Lewis, who's back, and they're going to be poaching a lot of snaps, and Brady likes to go dump off city. So I think the Blount is a horrible pick. Bales, good or bad pick?
Well, you're not going to play Blount in cash. You would never play him in a head-to-head because like he's just so risky. He's not going to catch passes. So they're not going to get down to the Rams, but he needs to score, basically.
Good or bad pick?
Bad.
Thumbs. Okay, thank you. Give me the gladiator. Thumbs up and thumbs down.
With Gronk out, I could see him getting more red zone touches.
With Gronk out, I could see Martellus Bennett just going nuts.
And he's
once.
A huge tight end value.
Bales, who else do you like besides Bell?
Cash, David Johnson, but you probably can't get DJ and Le'Veon in the same. You can if you like some cheap receivers, but you're probably going to have to pick one or the other. And then Melvin, who you mentioned, and then Theo Riddick, $5,800 at New Orleans.
He might have 20 catches.
I like that a lot.
He might have legitimately 20 catches just out of the backfield.
Yeah, I like that. Tournaments, Jordan Howard, I think, is in play. I think he's actually in playing cash, but I'd probably just go to Riddick at $1,100 cheaper. And then I just like the entire Raiders offense this week.
Why? Why is Devontae Booker only $5,100 at Jacksonville when he gets 30 touches a game?
That's a great question.
He's only $5,100 because they played on Monday night and DK sets pricing on Sunday before the Sunday night game. He played on Sunday night.
Is that a super extreme value right there? Or what?
He has two touchdowns all season.
But he gets 30 touches a game.
Right.
And he's playing at Jacksonville.
He's definitely a value. He doesn't catch the ball very much. So would you rather play Booker or just play Theo for $700 more? Because I'd rather have Theo Riddick.
I would rather do what you tell me to do, but that's why. That's why I'm asking you. But other value guys around the same areas for tournaments. Todd Gurley's low. We were high on Rashad Jennings last week. Didn't do much. We were also high on fucking Thomas Rawls, who disappeared. Absolutely.
Well, I wasn't that high on Rawls, if you recall. I said Jennings over Rawls, which turned out to be true, but Jennings was also awful.
Tallest midgets. They both were the tallest midgets in the circus.
Oh, they were so bad. It was really DJ and then nothing. So David Johnson went off, and it's tough to fade Le'Veon or David Johnson. It's just like
I'll say this: Rob Kelly, Fat Rob, 4,700. Great Cardinals defense. That's why nobody's going to be taking him. He has 5 touchdowns on only 98 carries. Might be worth a look if you need a guy.
Yeah, I'll tell you who not to look at, and as any one of the Philadelphia Eagles on offense. Just burn whatever sheet you have on all of them, then take a piss on it to put it out, and then flush it down the toilet.
I kind of like Green Beckham.
Yeah, I liked him too on the first drive last week when he had 5 catches for 60 yards and then 1 catch for 10 yards the rest of the fucking game.
Sucks that Zach Ertz just is not getting the shine.
He's not
that
good.
He needs
what do you mean he's not getting the shine? I mean, he's again. His yak is lower than my sack. Like, he gets bought. he gets a catch and he falls over every fucking time. He has the worst yards after carry of all time.
I thought he was going to be really good this year with a rookie quarterback just dumping out to the tight end and just totally fell on his face.
The only time he gets targets is against the Redskins.
Yeah, it's 20 catches last year
or whatever, but that's it.
I thought he was really going to shine this year. I was disappointed in him.
Oh, I'm sure he is noteworthy of your disappointment. On to wide receivers. We got the big dogs, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Mike Evans, big week last week, Beckham, 2 touchdowns. Amari Cooper, not that high in production against who they play last week?
Panthers.
It's kind of looking for more for him, but who you got this week out of the big guns coming out on top?
Yeah, those are the big guys. You can play Antonio, Julio, maybe Odell. I think a lot of people will be on Odell. I don't like Odell. Pretty much, I guess, like every week, just fade Odell and lose all my money. And then Mike Evans is fine. Mike Evans is like not the type of guy you normally play in cash, but he gets so many targets.
One guy you have to play because you think he's going to explode?
Of those?
Yeah. Or fade all of them.
Well, in tournaments, the guy that I like in tournaments is Julio. I really like Matt Ryan to Julio because they're not going to be super high owned because of some other situations with people on like Antonio and Mike Evans and obviously the Lions and Saints game. And I think that that's the play in tournaments in cash. I don't know because I don't know. You can try to get one in, but I'd rather have the running backs. I'd rather have DJ and Le'Veon than any of the guys and just try to go cheap at receiver.
Who are your cheap value guys?
Someone like Chris Hogan, I was going to say, might be all right to take.
That's another awful pick.
Nah.
Wait, why? not in cash. In tournaments, maybe, because it's a low chance that he does anything, but outside of the 1 week this year.
Yeah,
in
cash
games. Where you make your money, it's risky. It's a risky adventure going with the least athletic white guy on the offense for the Patriots.
Yeah, the general rule that I use is if you have any white guys in your lineup, they better get the ball a whole lot. Like,
yeah, so Edelman, yeah, Jordy Nelson,
right?
John Kuhn,
Tyreek Hill, 4,600 at Atlanta. Again, that's a guy who played after pricing came out Sunday night. He had 10 targets and a touchdown, so that's a situation that I like. He had 13 targets 3 weeks ago, too.
Okay, glad to see such a good guy is doing so well in life.
What do you mean?
I mean, he pled guilty to strangling his pregnant wife in college. Now he's high-fiving going in the end zone.
So, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now he's the NFL's poster boy. Who wrote a blog on that today? Clem?
Yeah, he's the header photo on their Twitter page.
Yeah. Yeah. Real
I did not know that.
A good guy.
I guess I just
I mean, you like the convicts. You and Justin Hunter had a thing going on.
True.
Do you like Golden Tate this year, this season? Oh god, this week.
Yeah, I think Golden Tate you can play.
I have a big explosion for you. I think this guy might be in my number one overall receiver this week. I'm going Brandon Cooks. Started bitching. They had a big week last week. He had, what, one target, no yards, no catches. Saints put up 100 points. I think Drew Brees is just going to feed the beast and let him go.
Yeah, that's the narrative.
You can give that one the big thumbs down if you want.
Yeah, do it. Do it. I want you to do it.
That's the narrative. I'd rather just pay for Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is better. He's like, I don't know. I think you can play Michael Thomas in cash. I'm not going to play Brandon Cooks because in cash, I think you can play him in tournaments. I think you can play almost anyone in the offense in tournaments, and you can do like a crazy stack in that game with like Breeze, Cooks, Michael Thomas, and then like Ingram or something. You can go crazy in that game. And then also a game stack with Riddick and Golden Tate or something like that. And if that game turns into a shootout, you're going to really benefit from that. I think people are going to play him actually because of that, like where he's bitching, and maybe sometimes that works out, and then sometimes
I think Drew throws up the ball to the speedster, and he gets two catches for 102 yards and two touchdowns.
Maybe. I can't like quantify the effect of a wide receiver bitching, so I'm not going to – I don't have like a bitching column in my model. But
You should. Do you have a gut? Do you have a gut column?
I do. I do have a gut column. That wouldn't be like a huge factor, I guess, in my gut decision. But I also don't think he's a horrible play just because he hasn't played well, so his price has dropped. That's more important to me.
All right. Well, who's your Quincy Inua, Kenny Britt, Justin Hunter pick for this week? That's very low value. That's going to have a big game.
Yeah. Hate to disappoint the fans. I don't know that I have one.
You can say Chris Hogan.
As a,
You can say it. I'll let you take my pick. You can just say Chris Hogan.
All right, it's Hogan.
There we go.
Yeah, that's happy horse shit. And then that's...
I don't have one like that. I do like Green Beckham, like I said, at 3K, but it's more because he's 3K. Than anything. I'm not like in love with them like I am a new one. There were a lot of reasons that I really liked Quincy last week. One of which is that he's a really, really, really good receiver that people don't know about. He like dominated market share at Nebraska. He's really big and score in the red zone, which we saw him do. So, you know, some weeks you have those guys who are cheap in really good spots, and some weeks you don't. I actually like them again this week, but they play they play on Monday night, so can't use them in the main slate. If you do play like a Thursday to Monday, then I like Quincy and Brandon Marshall against the Colts.
My underground buddy this week, Will Fuller of the Texans. He's at Green Bay. Green Bay's defense is shit, unless of course they're playing the even shittier Eagles offense. I think they key on Hopkins big time. And Fuller goes off like he did earlier in the year. Can I get a thumbs up there?
I'll give you a thumbs up there.
I actually
your opinion really means nothing to the world.
Disagree.
Let alone to me.
Disagree.
I really like the thought, and it could work out. But that would be a situation where, like, if they were using him in the same way and he just hasn't been producing or whatever, it would be really good. Like, I would be all over it. But they're not. They're kind of using him as like a 2-3 with Braxton Miller. And so for that reason, I don't know that he's going to get more than like 5 targets in the game.
He is also playing special teams right now, and he's been getting 6 targets in a game, which is one more than 5, according to my abacus. Tight ends. Gronk is the highest price. He is not playing, obviously. Martellus Bennett should be a good value no matter what, but he has not been doing anything when given the opportunity, besides his 3 touchdown game early in the year when Gronk was ironically back. Who's your big dog this week at tight end?
Gronk isn't playing?
Last time I checked. I don't know. Dr. Bales is usually on point of these things.
Today's Wednesday. He didn't practice today. I don't know why he would play with how hurt he's been. I guess there's a chance he plays. I just don't know why he would play.
There's no chance they don't baby him.
I don't know.
Even if he's out there.
I have no reason for him to play, but let's assume he's not.
Okay. All right, we'll assume that. Either way, I wouldn't be playing Gronk. I think it's a guy who scored 0 points last week, Ebron, 3,900 at the Saints, same game. Before that game, I don't know. There's times where that stuff is like meaningful, like they're phasing a guy out of the offense, and then there's times where it's just like a complete fluke. And I think that him scoring 0 points, I believe, is on Thanksgiving on one target. Was a fluke, and before that he's getting some targets, and he's a good receiver, and they're almost certainly going to have to throw a shitload in the Superdome. So Ebron at 39, and then if you don't like that because it's like I don't know that he's going to get targets, then I like Kelce at 4,700 at Atlanta.
Yeah. Eric?
I love the Kelce pick, back-to-back 100-yard game, so he's kind of lighting up right now. Tyler Eifert at home against the Eagles, easy pick right there. And Bennett, if Gronk is out, I think I'm so high on the Pats this week. I just think against the Rams at home, the stat was something like Belichick against Fisher the last two games. The Belichick team has outscored the Fisher teams like 108-7 or something. So I'm really high on the Pats this week. So obviously, if Gronk is out, you go Bennett.
Yeah, I'm still going to go Bennett. He needs to have a game like he did earlier in the season. They're not going to ignore him. They can't. They won't.
Yeah, Bennett's going to be a pivotal player if Gronk is out, because I'm not going to be on him that much because of Ebron at 39.
Yeah.
If there weren't anyone around that price, I probably would just take the risk. But if Gronk's out, he's probably going to be high owned in tournaments. But in cash, like, we saw what happened when Gronk was out the other week, and he had, against the Niners, nothing. He had like 2 points or something, so I don't think he's safe either.
I'm also high on the CJ Fierowatowicz guy, who has been getting 7 targets a game since Bill O'Brien took over play calling in week 4. He hasn't been putting up lights-out numbers, but at least the targets are there. He's going to be putting an opportunity to at least maybe get a red zone shot.
Yeah, I don't think that's it's not the worst call in the world.
No, it probably is. It probably is.
And if you really need a guy,
Trey Burton.
Nah, Vernon Davis, obviously. If Reed's out and
If Reed's out, then yeah. Oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Arizona has a good defense there at home, but for 3,300, Kirk Cousins' top tight end, if Reed's out, like, it has to have value.
Good call, Nate. Well done. Look at you contributing.
Thank you, Adam.
On to defense. You are very welcome. On to defense. Last week you were high on the Giants, and that worked out magically. I mean, they were the 20-plus point team that really, you can see the effect defense has on your lineup when they do that well. I mean, it's a big swing. So, yeah, Bales, who are you liking this week?
Yeah, to be fair, that was like pretty easy. A lot of people were on the Giants. Yeah, well, I mean, just like anyone against the Browns. Well, I mean, and the Giants
Do you want me to tug your nuts and fucking get Fantasy Lab more subscriptions, or do you just want me to say, oh, you know, everyone had it. we're not doing anything special. Fucking take some credit.
I don't know. I just like to be honest. It was a pretty easy call.
Honesty, my dick. Like, we both know you're pathological, like, DraftKings piece of shit.
I have no
hoarding picks for your own benefit.
That's not true. I don't ever lie on here. Occasionally I might not say a guy or something, but
no, but you hold back sometimes. And that's why I'm trying to pump you up a little bit when you do hit, just to cover up that.
All right.
Fire.
I like
Broncos against Jacksonville. I mean, everybody's going to be on that one. So besides that one where you have the Broncos defense against, you know, poor Blake Bortles. Who do you like besides that?
Cash, I like Denver, and I like, I'll tell you a defense, Smitty.
Eagles?
Falcons?
I'll tell you a defense that we haven't mentioned this year yet. The Pats!
Ooh!
You're just...
I don't know, you're
just an asshole.
I like the Pats.
Shit, you like the Pats. You like the Pats every week. That's who you say every fucking week.
Dude, you act like they're doing so bad. They've allowed 17 points the past two games. They had 1 sack last game, but 2 fumble recoveries, 5 sacks the game before that, 3 sacks the game before that. They're fine. And obviously, I mean, they're in a good spot. 13.5-point favorite for cash. You're just like, you just don't want to get killed, right? You're going to play the Pats. In tournaments, I don't like the Pats as much. They're still fine if you want in tournaments. I like Seattle, though. And this was the defense that I won with last week in the queue was Oakland, who's not a good defense, but against Carolina at home. And I thought that they were going to get up, which they didn't. They actually got down, but I thought they were going to force Carolina into some passing situations, which they ultimately did, and then be able to bring down the quarterback because Cam will hold onto the ball a bit, and that's what they did. I think that my defense selection overall this year has been outstanding.
No, I think it's been rather adequate, but that's neither here nor there. My pick this week is Cincinnati at home against Philly. Philly's offense is such an abortion to where you can put out a gaggle of Nates out there and they still won't be able to drive down the field. Other than that, I kind of like the Eagles defense as well. That game might be 0-0. So.
Yeah, the only reason I don't like that game is because I think that's like a trap sometimes people fall into is like how many points are going to be scored, and it doesn't matter for fantasy that much. It matters like
touchdowns.
You really want.
Yeah, I mean, defenses are special teams touchdowns.
Yeah, of course. That's basically. You're trying to get that. So you want situations that can lead to that, which is a team being down in the game. And you want your defense on the field a lot. You want your defense on the field and rushing the passer. So, like, the worst thing is that the other team's running the ball. You want them to be passing the ball, and you want a quarterback that's either going to take sacks or make stupid decisions. And Wentz actually gets the ball out very quickly.
It's not like, often to the wrong people as of late, but he does make his decisions rather fast.
Yeah, so I think he's mediocre in terms of sack rate. He's not like Drew Brees, who almost never takes sacks, or Peyton Manning, like had the lowest sack rate in the league like six straight years. But that's the only reason that I don't like that. And I think that the best thing you can do in that strategy of like looking at points or Vegas is good for cash, which is why I would like, you know, like the Patriots or 13.5-point favorites, really safe. But in general, I think it's overrated for tournaments where you maybe want to look for some defenses that might give up a bunch of points, but are going to be in a shootout or get just a ton of chances to rush the passer.
Oakland at home against Buffalo is another one if you're going by your strategy last week, who I like. They're only 3,200, and Buffalo's offense, or just as a team in general, has the ability to just fall off the map. So they can get shut out. Tyra Taylor can, you know, throw it up in the air to nobody. Well, Justin Hunter, but that's essentially nobody anyway. Get picked off, pick six. LeSean McCoy, put it on the ground, let it go. So,
yeah. The only reason I don't like that one is Oakland's sack rate this year is 6.3%, and that is last in the NFL.
Yeah, but Khalil Mack is one beast of a brother.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is, and then some. That's Alvin Mack back there. With a knee that's not made of paper mache right now, or on the right way. A little program reference for you, Nate. Remember that movie?
No.
Great movie. That's
the only defense, by the way, that I think weird value pick, Falcons at home against Kansas City. They don't put up a ton of points, and I think the Falcons should be throwing all over Kansas City early, making maybe the Chiefs have to make some bad decisions for some turnovers. It's 2,900. It's not the worst pick I've ever seen.
How the fuck have you never seen the program?
Just never seen it.
Right. Bales?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, no idea.
Are you kidding me?
I've never even heard
James
of it.
Caan? Cain is Abel? Ooh. Vladimir? You guys.
Vaguely heard of this.
You mean vaguely heard it? I think it was Eastern State University. Like, you guys need to brush up on your manliness if you don't know the fucking program.
We're just not manly enough.
The movie where the guy is lying in the middle of the road.
Oh, the movie lying in the middle of the road.
And somebody got killed, so you had to cut the scene.
Okay. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, I mean, you just need to be educated in life a little more. That wraps up. That should be your homework this week. Watch the program. Because it's a great movie. It's not a great movie. It's just one of those quotable 890s movies with Omar Epps and Halle Berry that just it's a flick. It's a flick to watch. Anything else, Bales? The studio setting is kind of freaking me out. Also, there's a box that says KFC Radio on it. We have nothing to fucking do with KFC Radio, but might as well give them more support because they need it. They're struggling. Anything else, Bales?
I guess number one would be to get this poker game going. That would be fun.
And we can do it this Friday.
We're playing against Dave.
No, I don't want you guys playing. I'm not.
He's not staking us to
you
play
guys
against each
playing
other.
Against each other. It's the dumbest thing.
He's just.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we can do it this Friday. We can sucker him into it somehow.
Dave's going to keep avoiding it. Dave will only do it if he's confident that he can win. That's why it hasn't happened yet. He doesn't do
He's
things.
Just going to Gus Hansen and go all in every
fucking He's going to play super aggressive, yeah. And it's just going to be so easy, hopefully, to take
a ton of money. And he'll donk out and catch a rabbit card in the river. Like, that's...
Well, we're not, and then we're rich.
Yeah, he could, though. You guys could lose. Like,
it's a huge...
He'll act like he's a genius.
Yeah,
that's exactly what's going to happen.
Like, that is a risk. It's not the money. I don't care. But it's the if he does that and wins, it's going to be like a disaster for you guys around. Yeah,
but it'll be like his seven deuce into our aces. Like, it's going to be something.
No, it won't. It wouldn't be like that. He'll go all in with like a flush draw when we have a set, and you know he'll catch it. That's all what it is. He'll be better than we think. But I mean, he'll be overly aggressive on draws and hands that he thinks he can trap us.
He'll start off super aggressive, but if you just keep backing him down, like, just once he gets out of that mode, and then you can just run over him because he'll just have no idea what he's doing.
All right, that wraps up this week, Nate. Thank you for keeping it in your pants.
I was great
as always.
Yeah, you're a dick as always, I overcame it.
Yeah, you're a better man than most. Look, I'm calling you a man. We're growing. I didn't say anything about your race car bed. I didn't call you a little gnome.
Usually you're like a 9 out of 10 on like the how big of a dick is Smitty scale. Today you're more of like a 6.7.
Yeah, I'll take that.
And Bales, you're fantastic as always. Fantasylabs.com.
Thanks for
actually listening for your first podcast.
Well, it just got on iTunes yesterday. Yeah, and
it's been on iTunes. We just didn't realize
and,
it was on iTunes.
Pat on my back for telling Smitty that we have two state-of-the-art podcast studios that he can film this on. He doesn't have to go into the bathroom to film it. So pat on my back for reminding him that we work in a multi-million dollar media office where we have podcast studios.
Not going to lie, we had a good week when we were in the bathroom. That was a good fantasy week. All right, good luck this weekend, week 13, and win that money.
Leave a good review on iTunes.
That doesn't matter.
It definitely does.